was the night before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in the hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out of the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutter and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to the objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a...
Great landing, Doctor.
Shut up and get down here.
That was fun. I want to do that again.
No, Mike, we haven't the time.
But we're time travellers. How can we not have the time?
I don't know, but we just don't. Now, come on.
What are we doing here anyway? I'm freezing my balls off and I see you in that coat and scarf.
If you want to wear it, then I have another one in the TARDIS.
They'll all swamp me.
At least you'll be warm.
And it does nothing for my street cred, either.
You have what?
Never mind. What are you doing anyway?
Locating a source of dimensional distortion.
Right. Why?
No particular reason.
Okay. Hey, Doc, look at this.
Hmm?
Lights.
They're Christmas tree lights.
Yes, I know, but I mean, look at them.
What are you going on about?
Aren't they amazing?
Well, when you mention it, they do look rather good. Such a simple thing can keep so many humans happy.
It's almost mesmerising, Doctor.
They can be most of the time, especially the flashing ones.
Yeah. Flashing lights. Lights.
Mike, are you right?
Lights.
Mike, if you're pulling a fast one on me, or those lights are really mesmerising. Mike, we need to get out of here. The lights. The village people. They're being controlled, being brainwashed. We need to get out of here.
Lights? Lights are telling me to kill. We must kill.
Too late. Mike, snap out of it. Mike! Keep back. Mike! Mike!
What?
Mike. Come on, Mike. We need to get out of here. Now run! Mike, are you all right?
Doctor, what's going on?
You got brainwashed, Mike. You were brought in by the flashing lights.
What happened back there?
I saved you from killing someone.
What do you mean?
The lights are hypnotizing the whole of this village. The lights are making people want to kill each other. Well, non-hypnotized anyway.
Why weren't you affected?
Maybe it's tuned to your brainwave patterns and only affects you.
Would it happen to me again?
I'm very sure of it, Mike. Wear these.
Sunglasses.
They'll block the light rays and hopefully prevent you from going under the influence again.
Yeah. Got you, Doc. So what happens now, anyway?
We find the culprit.
And how are we going to do that?
If my calculations are correct, we should be in a village in the East Anglian area of England. We should be finding a command point, a central HQ which looks mean or something. Some place where the lights might be controlled from.
How are the lights controlled, though?
I don't know. I suggest we find a light or something, or...
Or what?
My dimensional distortion locator. Or reverse the polarity of something flow, whatever it's called. Oh, who cares?
What?
If I can suggest the locator to work on the same level as the lights, then maybe we can track the source down.
Doctor!
What?
I have a better idea.
Oh, really?
See that wire there?
Yes?
Pick it up.
Right.
Pull on it.
Okay. It's a giant box.
Yes. Yes, you do have some mighty strength, Doctor.
Why, thank you, Mike. Let's look inside.
Who are you?
I think we found our culprit, Mike.
Yes, indeed, Doctor.
You'll never catch me, Time Lord. Never.
Where did he go?
I don't know, but he left his box behind. Mike, come in here.
You must be joking me, Doctor. It's a TARDIS.
Not unlike my own, which is most distressing.
Why?
Only Time Lords have TARDISes, Mike, and the Time Lords are on Gallifrey, except the select few. What's that?
I don't know.
Hold me! Get off!
Oh, my jolly God.
It's a woman. I mean, it's a woman.
Behave yourself, Mike. We better get out of that.
Doctor!
Iris! What are you doing here?
Same reason you are.
The dimensional anomaly.
Correct.
Out of all the people in the universe, I didn't think you'd care much about that kind of thing.
Well, it was interrupting my festive holiday. Help an old lady, would you, young man?
Sorry.
Thank you. Now, who are you?
This is Mike, my companion. Now you have a lot of explaining to do, young lady.
Young? You must be joking me, Doctor.
We haven't got the time to make age jokes, Iris.
You only say that because I always win.
Doctor, who's she?
Mike, this is...
I am Iris Wildthyme, my dear. Old friend of the Doctor's.
Are you a time lord like the Doctor?
Yes, I believe I very much am. More so than the Doctor.
Iris, behave. Now, who was that little man who just disappeared from your TARDIS?
He was my companion. Somehow a telepathic disturbance found its way onto my TARDIS and managed to influence the little bugger.
The same thing which I got, Doctor.
Yours was achieved by whatever was controlling those lights outside.
The lights? Bobby mentioned something about those.
Bobby?
My companion.
Not very evil, is it?
The lights, Iris. What did he say about the lights?
He said how he had to take control of them. He had to take them or no one ever could. Oh, anyway, why are you asking me all these questions? I was here first.
You were tied up, unable to do anything.
I was leading Bobby into a false sense of security before I apprehended him.
Ha, I'm sure you were. How long were you tied up for?
2 hours.
Iris!
What? It felt good for a moment.
I dread to think. What is Bobby capable of?
Nothing at the moment. Well, nothing, and the ability to teleport from place to place. He's a teleportian.
My giddy aunt, Iris. You've led a madman on board.
What can a teleportian possibly do?
All sorts. You obviously haven't had to battle them, have you?
Have you ever even heard of the teleportians?
No, but that's not the point. We need to find him and find out what's going on. There is a village of crazed maniacs out there who want our blood.
Then they just want to kill us.
Yes, but I'm sure they want our blood as well.
By the way, did anyone shut the front door?
No. Why?
Lights.
Mike, door control.
Got it, door.
You let a human understand the TARDIS controls, Doctor?
He's harmless, Iris. I mean, you let a teleporphian on board.
Oh, give it a rest. Now that I'm back at the helm, we can have some fun. And we'll start by turning my ship back into my favorite form. There we are.
That was a gentle landing. Best landing I've had.
Humans.
Where is your TARDIS anyway, Doctor? I'm sure you didn't walk here.
Well, we had a little trouble landing.
On top of a house.
Ever the one for original landing positions, aren't you, Doctor?
What are we going to do about Bobby?
We're going to have to find him first.
We then have to find out what's going on with the people and those lights outside.
The mesmerizing ones?
Yes, we need to find out why they are doing this evil thing to this little village. As always, it's in England somewhere.
Yes, I had noticed that too.
It doesn't make any sense to me, Doctor. I mean, why are these people having the urge to kill people just by some flashing lights? Why is Iris here? Does this seem like some strange crossover to you? Why don't I feel like I'm in the Christmas spirit?
Hello, what do we have here?
Two village black people by the looks of it, and they're heading west.
Crazed village people.
Hey, over here. What are you guys doing out here? Guys?
Kill. Kill. Must kill.
Hey, kill. What's the matter with you?
Kill. 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 Kill.
Kill. Kill.
Oh my God!
Mike!
Oh dear, the poor thing has fainted.
Couldn't take much of this Christmas larky, could you, Mikey?
He'll be out for a while, and...
And it's up to us to save. Where are we, anyway?
Does it matter?
No, but I'd like to know where I am.
We need to do something, Doctor. Something to save these poor humans and get my Bobby back.
We'll take a look around first and see what we can do.
Okay.
Everything seems to be normal for the moment.
I think he spoke too soon.
Quick, into the church.
Did you shut the door?
No.
Up these stairs.
What are we going to do up here?
Escape them.
But there is no way out. If they follow up the stairs, that's the end of us.
How many regenerations have you got left?
I hope it doesn't resort to that.
We'll risk it. Well, either the vicar is a crazed computer freak, or the church has been updated since I was last here.
This was unexpected. A control room in the tower of a village church.
And a mob of thirsty village folk right behind us.
Ah, yes. Almost forgot about them.
This must be where they're controlling those Christmas lights from.
Possibly, but for what reason? I mean, why make a whole village become bloodthirsty and want to kill each other? Which is another thing.
What?
Why do they only kill non-hypnotized people rather than each other?
I haven't a clue, Doc.
It's Doctor.
I know that.
I would appreciate it if you called me by my full name.
Fair chance, Buster.
Don't start, Iris.
Silence. I've been waiting for you two to turn up.
Bobby.
It's not Bobby anymore. It's Verbatim.
You have to be joking.
The Bobby you once knew has gone. Taken over by the evil force of Verbatim.
Who's Verbatim?
Exactly what I was going to ask. Who is Verbatim?
I am Verbatim. I control all. I see all. And I kill all.
Right, and you're responsible for those villagers out there who choose to kill each other?
Very much so. And they are doing a splendid job of it as well. With a convenient time for
you. Christmas, yes. What a very convenient time of year. You made a mistake. You weren't meant to arrive here, not now.
You are wrong. I'm here, right now, making these people's lives hell through my lights.
What is the purpose of your lights, anyway? They're causing havoc, destroying so many lives.
What kind of maniac are you?
A pleased one. My planet's people are dying, and to survive, we must consume the living liquid of other races. I have scoured the universe for over a millennia to collect vast amounts of life for my people to live again.
How can a telepathy creature get around the universe like that?
The clue is already there, Iris. Verbatim is a telepathy creature, where he can transport his influence from one person to the next, destroying the mind that is already there.
Exactly, and I do it so well.
But what about your transportation? Once you've gained a body, the transportation of that host body must be a little difficult.
Not exactly. My people were beings of great intelligence and had expert engineering skills. With the materials we crafted and made ourselves, we constructed vast spacecrafts.
Oh no.
What is it?
Don't you realize where we are? How he got here?
No.
We are in his spaceship. We're standing in the main control room of one of the greatest space vessels in the universe.
You don't mean...
Yes, I do. This is a spaceship. The entire village has been built on top of this spaceship. With a slow disintegration of the lives of the people who live here, he can take the ship back to his planet and collect their blood.
That's inhuman.
You finally work it out, Time Lord. Ah, excellent.
What does that mean?
It means the end of my mission, the end of my journey, the end of this pathetic little town.
I was wondering why the people outside stopped.
Exactly. All the people of this town are dead. The bodily fluids will be collected, and I will travel back to my home planet.
What is your home planet?
Luin.
Interesting.
What is?
Planet Luin was destroyed over a century ago. The people perished in a great ball of light.
That's impossible. The communications equipment here, the connection between my ship and my planet, it's gone.
Waste of a journey, I think, Verbatim.
Better luck next time, old boy.
There is something wrong with the equipment.
Admit it, Verbatim, you failed. You have no purpose.
No, no, no! I will have my vengeance.
What are you doing?
Setting my ship for self-destruct.
What? Not only is the control locked, but he has devised a supernova self-destruction.
What does that mean?
What else? He will not only destroy his ship himself and us, but take the entire planet with him. You maniac. Iris, what do we do?
Run!
Sounds good. You first. What are we going to do, Iris?
Keep running!
All those lives, all those people dead.
There was nothing we could do. Now come on!
Mike, where are you? Mike! What? What happened?
Doctor?
Mike, where have you been?
Just trying to find a plug for the lights.
Did you find it?
Yeah.
Mike, you're a genius.
What?
You have just saved planet Earth.
Right, that's the one.
Never mind, Mike, never mind.
He's done what I think he's done, hasn't he?
Yes.
Oh, well done, Mike.
What did I do?
There we are. Let's go.
Brilliant.
Well, it's been nice seeing you, Iris, if only for a short while.
Yes, it has been an interesting experience seeing you again, Doctor. In a new body, I see.
Yes, and you.
Well, times do change.
They do indeed. Well, Mike, back to my TARDIS, I think.
But isn't your TARDIS on the house roof or something?
Well, yes it is. Fancy a bit of climbing?
No, not really.
Excellent, so do I.
What?
Come on, Mike. Bye, Iris.
Bye, Doctor.
So what happened to Vertipin, Doctor?
I've just put a retractable stellar transmorph around Vertipin's ship.
Meaning?
Meaning that in approximately 3 seconds, it'll be thrown into space.
What? Doctor?
Hmm?
Is it me? Or is it snowing?
Oh, yes. So it is.
He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew, like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, as he drove out of sight,
Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night.